have to jump right into our next segment, which is our local artist interview. And I'm joined by Elizabeth and Gavin in the studio.
Hey.
Hello.
Hi, guys. So tell us all about the artists that you guys chose to interview this week.
Okay, so this week we interviewed 4x4 Animal Style. They are like an ISU band, and a couple of the members. I know the guitarist, he's in another local ISU band called Loose. And yeah, I recently saw that they put out an album and had an album release show, and I saw them live, so I was like, oh my God, we have to interview them. They're fantastic.
Love that. How was it like interviewing them?
Oh, it was great. You can tell there's a lot of chemistry between the four members of the band, even though we only had three on. But they all really mend well together, and you can hear it in their music and just when we were speaking to them.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I love that. Well, without further ado, here is our local artist interview of the week with 4x4 Animal Style right here on New Music Monday.
So we are joined here by 4x4 Animal Style. And if you guys can just start by introducing yourselves and all the instruments that you guys play.
Hi, I'm Kendall. I sing and I play guitar mostly for the group.
What's up? I'm Will. I do the drums and most of the percussion for the group.
Hello, my name is Manny. I play guitar.
All right. And I know that we're missing one more here. So who's that member and what does he play?
That's Sam. He's on bass.
What or who kind of inspired you guys to make music, or how did you kind of develop your sound?
A lot of us really come from a different background in terms of our listening style. A big thing that I really appreciate about all of us as a group is that it's really cliche to say, but we don't just listen to like one style of music. We really try to engage with everything that we can. So, you know, like one song, like Starlight, for example, which is off the album, you know, it's completely different than everything we do. But that entire time we're like, okay, how would we make this? Oh, like, it's almost like, you know, what if we got the vocals to sound like Justin Timberlake almost? Or like, what if we mixed it like a pop song almost, right? Something like that. But then you go into something like Felt Right and it's like, oh, what if we have something that's like Radiohead and mix it kind of like Turnstile and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. We grab a little bit of everything from everywhere. And that's just kind of one of the main factors I feel in our distinct sound.
Yeah. And how long have you guys been playing together?
Long time.
Long time.
They've been too long.
Yeah, high school since like 14, 15.
Yeah.
And we've been like, you know, within, you know, jazz band at school and different groups and like different names, you know, different things like that. And this is kind of our like our latest form, our latest project of us working together over, you know, the long relationship that we've had.
Right. And When I Was Young came out earlier this month. And how would you guys say this project differs from a lot of the material you guys have put out, or just how is your guys' new material differed from the music you started making when you were 14, 15 together?
I think, okay, for this album particularly, I think it's different because I think, you know, with our first project, we had a lot of time because we never released anything before under the name. We had, you know, all this time to generate the ideas that we wanted to release as our first project, as our first kind of idea that's out there in the world. And now we had to kind of do something different for the follow-up. And even though this is our first full-length project, it was a little different just trying to develop the ideas. And also we just kind of attacked it a totally different way. Like we tried to you know, the first project we made, it was mostly just me and Will in our apartment, kind of just coming up with ideas together, just guitar and drums. But now I kind of primarily did a lot of the ideas and songwriting on the computer, or like, you know, with the guitar, just like layering things. And that's kind of what led to kind of the layered sound that the new stuff has.
But also on top of that, like the limitations that we had early on when we first did the first project, like, you know, all those songs basically came out of our apartment in college. Like which one was it that we fully recorded in there? Let It Swim, like the drums and everything. Yeah. Were literally just like, we were basically like taping mics up to whatever we could just to get it to,
it was rough.
Not decent. But you know, now we're trying to focus on like our live stuff, like creating songs that everyone has a part to. So when we got Manny in and when we got Sam in, it was more constructing music with less layered sounds. We still have a bunch of layered sounds, but less layered sounds and more like constructed, okay, this is their part, this is their part, this is our part, whatever.
Yeah.
And I think that helped a lot with just creating a new distinct thing for the album.
Hey, we're 4x4 Animal Style, and you're listening to our song Felt Right here on 1033 WZND New Music Monday.
Special thanks to 4x4 Animal Style for being our local artist interview this week. Gavin, you you were telling me that they were talking about live shows or something like that. Give me the deets.
Oh, right. Yeah. During the interview, they mentioned that they've been working together since they've been 14 or 15, but now they're starting to go on a bunch of shows, and they've played in Chicago. They've played in Urbana and Bloomington, but they said they really love house shows and those bars in the college town, because you get that full experience, that full atmosphere from everyone just being right in their face. And I think that's something that's really cool. Something I love to experience.
Oh yeah, house shows are so fun because it's a little bit more of an intimate atmosphere, I would say. Like, you get like closer, it just feels more like full.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
What were some more like standout moments for you guys in the interview?
I think it was just the fact that they have been playing together since they were like 14 and 15 years old. Mm-hmm. Like, that is crazy to me. I feel like in college, I don't really have a lot of friends that I knew for that long.
Right.
So it's like great that they like went to school together and they all have the same passion still, which is super cool.
Oh, for sure.
Right. I loved when I was talking to them, hearing about how they craft or come up with the ideas for some of their songs.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times they were just saying that it starts off as like a little poem that they're just jotting down and writing. And over time, they'll just make instrumentation behind it, and it just turns into this big, fleshed out track that ends up being really cool, like what we just played. So
that is so special. That is something that I love hearing about every week on the artist interviews, is just how they come up with these ideas and the songwriting process, because it's so different for every single artist and every single band that it's unique to everyone.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then them being friends, being 14 and 15 and creating a band, and then now here they're at ISU together. I mean, it's one big circle.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. It really
super
is.
Awesome. Well, any other standout moments for you guys? Any other things that...
I mean, I would just follow their Instagram and make sure to keep up to date with what they're up to. I'm super excited to see them again. When I saw them live, it was so much fun. They covered My Girl, and I love that song.
Yes.
So I was like, it was awesome.
You're in your element.
Oh, yeah. Oh, so yeah. I would just make sure to follow them. They are super cool.
That's awesome. I will definitely have to go to one of their shows. Well, thank you again to 4x4 Animal Style for being our local artist interview this week. If you want to see the whole artist interview, head over to our website, WZND.com, and you can see the full thing there.